Good morning. It's May 2nd, and this is your daily brief in EU news. Here's everything you need to know. In a surprising twist that's set to reshape the future of Formula One, Adrian Newey, the mastermind behind many of Red Bull Racing's successes, is gearing up to leave the team in early 2025. His departure is not just any exit, it's after the completion of the RB17 hypercar project, a venture that showcases his legendary design prowess. This move has sparked a flurry of speculation and anticipation, especially among Ferrari fans who are hopeful that Newey might bring his Midas touch to their team next. Red Bull Racing recently announced a monumental sponsorship deal with Hewlett-Packard, marking a significant financial boost for the team. This partnership is set to be highlighted at the upcoming Miami Grand Prix through a striking blue-based livery. However, this new look has divided opinions among fans on social media, with many expressing disappointment and instead clamouring for news of Newey's potential signing with Ferrari. The driver market is also heating up, with Carlos Sainz's unexpected availability for the 2025 season stirring up a bidding war among top teams, including Red Bull, Mercedes, and Audi. This development adds an intriguing layer of complexity to the off-track battles. Adding to the drama, former Haas F1 team principal Günther Steiner is embroiled in a legal dispute with his previous team over alleged unpaid commissions from 2021 to 2023. This lawsuit adds another dimension to the ongoing off-track narratives that continue to captivate the F1 world. As the F1 landscape prepares for these significant changes, the anticipation and speculation only continue to grow, highlighting the ever-evolving and unpredictable nature of the sport. On the 50th anniversary of International Workers' Day, streets around the globe echoed with the voices of protest as thousands demanded change. From Lisbon to Tokyo, workers united under a common cause: the fight for fair wages, better working conditions, and economic justice. This year's May Day took on a special significance, marking half a century since the first celebration, with a diverse crowd in Lisbon's Avenida Almirante Reis rallying for higher wages and better pensions, organised by the CGTP Union. The historic day saw participation from families to older individuals who reminisced about the first May Day celebration in 1974. Globally, the protests shared a common thread, with demands for improved wages and working conditions and a restoration of purchasing power. In Cape Verde, about 100 workers gathered in Praia with similar demands. However, not all protests were peaceful. In Istanbul, police used tear gas and rubber bullets to disperse protesters attempting to reach Taksim Square, defying a ban on May Day celebrations in the area, a prohibition in place since a tragic incident in 1977. Athens saw thousands join marches and strikes, demanding a return to collective negotiations, a right impacted during the Greek economic crisis. Solidarity was a strong theme, particularly for the Palestinian cause, with support for Palestinian students and awareness for Gaza featured in various demonstrations. Meanwhile, the upcoming Summer Olympics in Paris faced opposition from demonstrators who set fire to makeshift Olympic rings, signalling discontent. In Asia, South Korea and Japan saw workers criticise government policies and call for wage increases to offset rising prices. The Philippines witnessed labour protests met with police resistance, highlighting the tension between workers' demands and government response. Despite the global outcry for labour rights and economic justice, most protesters are expected to return to work the following day, underscoring the persistent struggle for change in the face of adversity. In a groundbreaking move, the European Parliament has officially adopted the EU AI Act as of March 13, 2024, setting a global precedent with the first comprehensive legal framework for artificial intelligence. This landmark legislation introduces stringent EU-wide regulations focusing on data quality, transparency, human oversight, and accountability. It sets a new bar for the development and deployment of AI technologies, with potential fines reaching up to €35 million, or 7% of global annual turnover for those found in non-compliance. The Act meticulously categorises AI systems according to the risk they pose, imposing stricter compliance requirements on high-risk categories. This means organisations across the board must now conduct thorough audits of their AI systems, invest in AI literacy, uphold ethical AI practices, and establish robust governance and security frameworks. The goal here is clear: to ensure AI safety, transparency, equity, and non-discrimination across the European Union. Moreover, failing to comply with the AI Act could also lead to breaches in other regulatory areas, including data privacy and equality laws. The implications of this Act extend beyond the EU's borders, notably affecting US companies. To remain competitive in the global marketplace, these companies will need to align their AI practices with EU standards. This involves engaging in ongoing dialogue with regulators and industry partners to navigate the challenges and opportunities presented by the Act. For cybersecurity teams and organizational leaders, this is a call to lead by example in the responsible use of AI technologies, fostering a trustworthy AI ecosystem. With the AI Act expected to come into force within the next 2 years, employers utilising AI systems in the workplace must pay careful attention. Compliance with the Act requires a commitment to ethical and fair use of AI technology, setting a standard that could very well shape the future of AI development and usage, not just in the EU, but globally. In a move underscoring the seriousness of online content regulation, the European Commission has opened an investigation into Meta Platforms, the conglomerate behind social media giants Facebook and Instagram. This probe comes at a critical juncture, just ahead of the European Parliament elections, spotlighting concerns over how digital platforms manage disinformation and political advertising. The heart of the investigation is whether Meta's content moderation practices, particularly in relation to disinformation and political adverts, are in line with EU laws. This scrutiny is not without reason. The Commission is particularly worried about the proliferation of deceptive advertising, the spread of disinformation, and the apparent lack of robust tools for third-party monitoring of election discourse. Meta has been put on notice, with a mandate to outline the steps it has taken or plans to take to mitigate these risks within 5 working days. This response is crucial for the EU to assess Meta's commitment to addressing the outlined concerns. Moreover, the probe extends beyond Meta's internal policies, targeting disinformation campaigns suspected to hail from foreign powers such as Russia, China, and Iran, as well as those originating within the EU. This investigation is not merely procedural, it carries significant weight under the Digital Services Act. This Act mandates that tech giants like Meta intensify their efforts against illegal and harmful content, with the spectre of fines up to 6% of their global annual turnover hanging over those that fail to comply. This move by the European Commission is a clear signal of the EU's intent to hold digital platforms accountable for their role in safeguarding electoral integrity and combating the spread of misinformation online. In a tragic turn of events, at least 51 migrants have lost their lives after their boat capsized near the Canary island of El Hierro. This incident shines a light on the perilous journey many undertake in search of a better life. Last year, a record number of over 39,900 migrants braved the dangerous Atlantic crossing to reach the Canary Islands, with the majority coming from Senegal and Gambia. The route to the Canary Islands is notoriously treacherous, and it's estimated that around 6,000 people have died attempting this crossing in 2023 alone. As the European Union grapples with the challenges of migration, EU interior ministers are gathering to discuss the implementation of the European Pact on Migration and Asylum. This pact, aimed at managing migration more effectively, has come under scrutiny from human rights organisations. Critics argue that it could lead to increased suffering and violations of migrants' rights. This meeting of EU interior ministers is a critical moment for the future of migration policy in Europe, as it seeks to balance the need for security with the protection of human rights. This has been your daily brief in EU news. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.